Polak, ADL falsely claims all extremist-related murders in 2018 linked to right-wing extremism. By Joel B. Polak on January 28, 2019. The Anti-Defamation League, ADL, issued a statement last week declaring that right-wing extremism was linked to every single one of the 50 killings it identified as extremist-related murders in 2018. The ADL CEO, former Obama administration official Jonathan Greenblatt, repeated that claim in an email Monday. However, the ADL's own report casts doubt on that headline claim. The report, Murder and Extremism in the United States in 2018, begins by declaring, every single extremist killing, from Pittsburgh to Parkland, had a link to right-wing extremism. Notably, the ADL includes the Parkland school shooting, responsible for the largest number of deaths, 1750, among extremist-related murders, even though it admits that it is not clear whether the shooter's white supremacist views played any role at all. Later in the report, the ADL admits that political ideology was a motive only in a minority of the killings, and, moreover, that the proportion of extremist killings attributable to political motives actually declined in 2018. Ideological motives appear to have played a primary or secondary role in 19 of the 50 extremist murders, 38%, in 2018. In the remaining murders, either the role that ideology may have played is unclear. The motives in general are unclear, or the murders were likely committed for non-ideological reasons. Over the past 10 years, 51%, 216 out of 427, of domestic extremist-related murders have had a primary or secondary ideological motivation. So the 2018 proportion of ideologically related killings is somewhat lower than average. However, the ADL's statement declared, right-wing extremism linked to every 2018 extremist murder in the U.S., ADL finds. The term link clearly implies motive, but the report itself refutes that headline claim. The ADL's claim has already been repeated, without qualification, in news articles around the world, as well as by left-wing politicians and pundits exploiting the opportunity to condemn the right for political violence. Greenblatt added, in the ADL statement, that political leaders had devoted disproportionate attention for too long to the threat of violence by Islamic extremists, as opposed to violence by right-wing political extremists. Greenblatt has been accused of turning the ADL, a Jewish civil rights organization, into a partisan outlet. In 2018, the ADL claimed a rise in anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. in 2017, even though physical attacks on Jews declined that year. On Monday, the Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, criticized Greenblatt for accepting the apology of first-term Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota for past anti-Semitic rhetoric, even though Omar had not actually apologized. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.